Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. The immigrant is back! It's not the immigrant you imagine. I actually came on a plane, and I passed immigration. I didn't cross the southern border with a backpack and with the drywall nails in my pocket. I did it the right way. So yes, while Larry has traveled to a warm climate and he is putting his fancy jacket over his life vest right now, we are still here. Don't worry, I'm sure he is fine, and it's a drill for Investor in the Water. My name is Omri Morad, and I am also known as the worst landlord, so be ready to learn from my mistake. We are here, guys, in the Northeast, freezing our ass for you, just for you. So please call us with every question you have about financial, real estate, stock option, whatever you want. It's 855-939-1137. Yes, it's 855-939-1137. What's the number, Deb? You always do that to me, so...
I know, but I'm nowhere near as sexy saying it as you are, but I could try. I could try.
Do it.
855-939-1137. Does that get your goat? Does that get your goat on?
I think you're more sexy than I do right now. So again, it's 855-939-1137. Yes, you heard right. We are real. We are real. There is a typo here.
And you wrote that.
So I did.
It's the immigrant. His English is not.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Not
so we are real, unless it's a repeat. We are broadcasting to you from a brick and mortar building, the Investor Schooling headquarters in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Write down this address because this is the gate to your financial independency and investment education. It's 108 Corporate Drive East in Langone, Pennsylvania. Again, 108 Corporate Drive East in Langone, Pennsylvania. And as you heard already, I'm not alone. You can stop asking if there is a doctor in the audience because there is one here.
Doctor in the house.
One and only Dr. Debbie Anderson.
Woo!
Also known as Dr. Deb. We assure you that you haven't reached a laptop in India, as we are a local financial institute dedicated to your success. Please open your browser and go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. Do that to book your free. Yes, yes, it's free! Thursday night class that will blow your mind away. In case you are slow and you didn't get it, we are a live show and we are expecting your call any minute now at 855-939-1137. And I'm getting paid by the time I'm saying that, so it's again 855-939-1137.
There you go.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Omri.
Who gave us a radio show?
I know Larry's gonna hear this
ridiculous.
And he's gonna be like, this is the last time I let you guys do this on your own. Oh my God, that's so funny. All right, so
okay.
I see Kimmy online. So hello, Miss Kimmy. It's good to
Yoo-hoo!
See you. We missed you. I have your earring on my desk. So next time you come in, just so you know, it's on my desk and come and get it. So I don't forget. She dropped her earring. So I just wanted to, I've been meaning to see her or say something and I haven't seen her yet. So.
I was thinking something else because I leave my panties sometimes. But
you leave your panties sometimes?
Okay.
Are they panties that you have or is there something else there I should know about?
I'm not sure if it's related to real estate.
I don't think it is.
Yes.
We were just having this discussion offline just a little bit ago.
No, it was a different discussion.
I know, but it was along the same lines. It was along the same lines. It's all good. It's all stuff we shouldn't talk about on the radio anyway.
So I know, I agree. So, Deb, tell me, how is it going in your life? What's going on with your project?
I am, God willing, only a couple months away from finishing the quad in that quad that I have. I met with the contractor. I think I met with him. When did I meet with him? I think Wednesday. I met with him Wednesday. And the sprinkler system should be done this coming week. And everything else is done. I think they have one final payment for the plumber. The HVAC is up. Where gas is coming in on Monday. So the gas company is coming in Monday to put on the meters. And then they have one of the HVAC units. They want to turn it on so they can do the sheetrock. Mm-hmm. Because he wants to have heat in the place so that the sheetrock and everything that goes with putting up sheetrock dries.
Yeah.
So that was the whole point. And for those of you that know, it's like a quad, but it's three floors. So it's like a tic-tac-toe. It's four of them. And the quad goes up. You know, it's not like one floor, one floor, one floor. It's, you know, the first floor that has a kitchen and it has a living room and a bathroom. And then it has the next floor, it has a bedroom and like a living room and then a walk-in closet and then a washer dryer and like a nice sized bathroom.
It's a very nice unit.
Yeah.
Every
then,
unit is
yeah, and then
nice.
The top is another two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice size. Each one's probably a little over 1,000 square feet. You know, it's a nice size. Have a washer and dryer, but they hooking up the HVAC so that they can drywall. So once the drywall's up, then we're going to do another trip out there and check everything out. But it's coming along. And the other thing that he told me, so he is our contractor, the one that you got me, he is very friendly with, he made some friends with some of the, I guess there's Lubavitch out there or something, whatever out there. He, I don't know if it's Lubavitch or just the Jewish community.
It's who he is.
I know. And I didn't even know there was one out there. He said there's some like 10 minutes away. He said, and I guess the prices of the rentals are going up there and I definitely can get 2,000 a unit, which was, I was hoping between 1,850 and 2,000 a unit. He said, you'll definitely get 2,000 a unit. And the other thing he mentioned, because I actually bought the lot next door at tax deed auction. So if you guys don't know, I do tax liens, deeds, auctions, REOs, note investing, blah, blah, blah. And I got the lot next door on tax deed auction, and I already got approval to build another four unit. But those are going to be, instead of like apartments like this one is, it's going to be more like townhouses. And they'll all have three bedrooms, two baths, and two-car garage.
So you will have 10 units.
I'll have 10 units there.
Amazing.
Yeah, because I had the duplex up front that's already rented. Then this quad that should be hopefully finished in the next month or two. Well, he said it'll take 3 weeks to sheetrock it because it's such a big place.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the sheetrock is done, he'll need another month to do like the kitchens, the floors, and all the rest, the baseboards, and all the rest of that stuff.
So do you want to update our bet?
What?
We have a bet, you and me.
We have a bet?
We have.
Okay.
If it's going to be ready in April or in March.
Oh, shut up. I think it'll be... You are such a pain in my hind.
No, I don't. I don't. So I know that you've been through a lot in this property.
Oh, my God. It's
been I know. And it is important for me to say the truth.
Okay.
Okay?
No,
When my kids bring something from the daycare, I said, oh, my God, it's the prettiest thing I've ever seen. And sometimes I believe that. But as a friend... Right? We need to say the truth to each other.
I completely agree. Here's the difference.
I really care about you.
I know,
that's
but okay, let me say one thing.
Ooh.
Omri, I have no problem with you telling me the truth, and I would prefer it.
Yeah.
I don't want people to lie to me because
of
it
course.
Doesn't help me. Just tell me how it is. Tell me that's, and I think that's why the three of us get along so well, because we don't bullcrap any answers.
No,
we're like, this
we
is
don't.
How it is, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's nice and sometimes it's not so nice. The difference is, Omri, mm-hmm. is that you particularly don't know when to let it go.
Sometimes.
95% out of 100, you don't know, or 98.9% out of 100, you don't know when to go. So you already know that I'm very sensitive about this property.
I know.
And I am. I'll be the first to admit it because this has been very stressful for me. More than anything in my entire life, this property has been very stressful for me. And you know it. And you go in there and you take a screwdriver and you keep digging and digging and digging. And even though you see me getting upset, you don't stop and you keep going, going, going until you like just.
It's just to show how much I love it.
Is that what it is?
Because.
Okay.
Because.
Yeah.
When we are emotional in life, especially everything regarding money, we are doing mistakes. We are We are doing steps. We are telling ourselves stories and we try to believe those stories. But in deep, deep inside, we know they are not true.
What are we talking about?
And that's why I'm there for you. Because I do care. And if somebody tell you that he can do a job for third of the price that everybody else can, I'm there to tell you no chance. And it's the same thing about time frame. I do care about you. And that's exactly why we are here for each other. Because when we do something, as many people that listen to us, out of the three people that actually listen to us right now, I used to be known, and maybe I'm still known, as the worst landlord.
Yep.
As the worst landlord, I did many mistakes because I was sure that I know what to do. I will tell you a story.
Yeah.
In order to appeal to tenants, maybe 7 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't even remember when was it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to put a movie room in every basement.
A movie room?
A movie room in every... I was delusional.
You mean like a little theater system? Is that what you're talking
Something
about?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Why would you do that?
Because I was scared that there would be a big competition between the units in this area.
Okay.
And I need to appeal somehow to the people. And that's what I believed is the right thing to do.
Okay.
And Larry said, oh, you are going to lose all your money so fast.
He's right.
He's right. And yeah, I never did it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when we listen to each other, we learn. And I think that's part of the essence of investor schooling. It's part of the essence of what we're doing every Monday night. People come with their deals, with their stories, with what's going on in their investments. And they hear from 20, 30 other people. And it just put their heads straight. And that's why we love this place. And that's why we're doing that every day.
Every day.
Every day.
You're so funny.
I am. So now you're not talking.
I'm listening to your story. You said you had a story.
I know, but
you're telling the story.
Every time we are here, all of us together, you always say that I'm not letting you speak.
You usually don't let me speak.
Right. No. Why?
Why? Because you'd like to commandeer the conversation. Because you like to hear your voice, Omri.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
No.
Only in my voice. Only through my ears, there is no accent. You know that? Only through my ears, there is no accent.
I think listening to your intro that you wrote, which was very eloquent and actually pretty well done, by the way. I thought it was pretty funny. There were so many typos in there and many grammatical mistakes in which is part of your character and your charm.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
I know.
But the property's coming along really good, thank God. It's been a long road, and I just can't wait for it to be done. And then, interestingly enough, I was talking to our mutual friend, the contractor, and what was interesting, I don't know if you know this, he keeps telling me that it's the mafia down there. Did he tell you this? That it's the mafia? It's mafia?
Yeah,
he always says to me, he's like, the mafia, it's the mafia down there, it's mafia.
It is.
And
we know that some townships are old townships.
Yeah, they're all rigged. It's rigged. It's completely rigged.
It's ran like that.
Yeah. Do you understand that when I say it's rigged?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I ask you is because the other day I texted him, and Omri's friend is actually also Israeli. And I said to him, when I met with him on Wednesday, I said, I need an estimate for what it's going to cost to fix the place up so I can get all that stuff squared away. And he's like, I'll send it to you by Monday. And then Thursday night, I was talking to somebody and I said, for an opportunity to borrow some money just to finish out the place. And I reached out to him and I said, I need a ballpark. And he writes me, he's like, remember I showed you that text?
Yeah.
He writes me, he's like, what is this, a ballpark? I don't understand what that means, you know? And I just have to laugh because, you know, if you say that to any American, you know, hey, give me a ballpark for that.
No, even I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But like when I said something to you about, you know, you asked me how Christmas was, and I said, it was very low key. What does this mean, low key? What does this mean?
So I heard this term before.
But you just didn't understand it?
I'm not sure I understand exactly what it means.
What, low key?
No, now I understand.
Okay.
But when you said that.
Yeah, that it was, because he asked me how was Christmas, and I'm like, whatever, so it was pretty low key.
You get a description.
Yeah.
Or some kind of.
I'm sure you have this in Israel too, where you have the slang, you don't think anything of it.
Exactly.
And that's what I thought was so funny, because when I said, hey, give me a ballpark, he's like, huh? What are you talking about, ballpark? Yeah. And I'm like, Oh, you know, and it's things like that that we say that you don't think anything of until somebody like you comes and says, what is it you're trying to say? I don't understand what you're trying to say. I thought it was always funny.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. So I'm very happy that this is going on good for you. And how is it going on with the...
Oh, wait. Okay. So, sorry, I got distracted. Okay. What was interesting is that when he went down there, this, you know, mafia, whatever, made him sign a contract. Did he tell you this?
Yeah. He can only renovate this house.
He can only renovate this quad and not do any other work there.
And in the township.
Yeah, in the whole township.
Yes.
And he's doing so well on this, and he's just kind of taking it over and just... It's just rocking it. Honestly, he's doing a fantastic job, and I feel much more comfortable with him, and I'm glad that you recommended him, and I'm glad he's working out so well. But like I said, I have approval to build that 4-unit right next door, the townhouse style homes, and I would really like him to do it. And when we were talking on Wednesday, you know, he brought it up and I think I brought it up, and I said, you know, I know, you know, he's like, once we finish this, then we can work on the other building. Because I don't want to... Everybody's like, did you start the other building? And I'm like, I don't want to... I've been so stressed with this. I don't want to start a whole nother big... And this is going to be another huge project that I don't want to start this huge project until this other one is done. Because, oh my God, I can't... oh my gosh.
I feel the same, you know?
Yeah, it's just too much. Hold on. Now I'm trying to tell you the story. And here you are interrupting
me. So it's the Debbie Anderson show.
It is the Debbie Anderson show.
Okay, go with the Debbie Anderson.
Let me finish. What I was saying was that I asked him about that. The look he's given me. The question I had for him is, I said, I know they made you sign a contract saying that you can't do any other work in Wilkes-Barre. And he looks at me because he knows where I'm going with this. He knows that I have the lot next door. He knows I want to build a quad. It's already been approved by the township to build. And he's like, puts his hand up. He's like, don't worry. He's like, now that I'm talking to this guy and they know me and we've been working together, whatever. He's like, I'll take care of this. He's like, don't you worry about it. He's like, I'll take care of it, but let's finish this one first. He's like, but I think it won't be an issue and it's not going to be a problem. So I am praying and in good faith, and I am sure that he will be able to get it done, that everything will work out fine and he'll be able to build the quad next door, okay. Right? And he knows how to build from the ground up, right? He's a builder, or I guess, whatever. I'm sure that he'll be able to find, because he's been able to find whoever the subcontractors for the electric or for the sprinklers, because we had a sprinkler system
problem.
You had
to use local people.
Yeah, for some of them, you have to use local people. For some people, we were trying to get a sprinkler guy down there, but they wanted $20,000 deposit just to not even do anything, and they wanted $45,000 for the job, which is insane, because up here, it's, what, like $10,000 or $15,000 for a sprinkler system? Just some of the things that were coming across were just insane. And what's nice is that he knows what the pricing of things should be, so he's, like, fighting back. He's like, no, this is too much. No, it should be this. No, it should be closer to that. So I think, you know, he's a great, you know, GC, and he will do a great job for me if we're able to get him to build that 4-unit, the 4 townhouses. That would be really great.
So now you see why I'm interrupting Debbie so much, because unless I do that, she keeps talking and talking.
Ooh.
So, Deb, I love you. And this is the opportunity to give our phone number.
Please
call us with your stories. We really want to hear about that. It's 855 939.
Do the sexy voice. You're not doing the sexy voice. Do the sexy voice.
I'm dressed, by the way. 855-939-1137.
There we go.
Again, it's 855-939-1137. Please call us. We'll be very happy to help you any way we can. That's the all essence of investor schooling.
Okay.
And then you have the ROI. RIO. What?
Stop, you're getting me confused. Yeah. REO.
REO.
The REO. Okay, so real estate owned. This property, I'm telling you, if we'll make like 25% on that.
On the deal?
Yeah, but I mean, I have to split it with my...
I know.
I do have to split it, so I don't want to pretend and saying it's all for me.
So you got an offer?
I'm waiting. So it's been shown a couple times, I'm still waiting to hear. I just reached out to the realtor a couple days. But now that the holidays are over, it should start to pick up again. But it has been shown a couple times.
So I'm very curious about that. You work with realtors that are so far away. Their terms are very similar to what we know here. How many percentage they want?
She wanted 6%. Okay. However, I said the only way I'll give you 6%, okay, when you have an REO property, which is a real estate owned property, and you buy that property, there's things you need to do to protect that property because you are not around the corner, right? So this property that I have is in Illinois. Now I had to go get I needed to get it cleaned out because it was full of crap in there. So I had to find somebody to get it cleaned out, and it took me through three different people to get it cleaned out. But I also have to have insurance on it, right? Because I own the property. I need to protect my investment, and I also need to protect
my
lender. Right, I need to protect my investor. Like, if, for anybody who ever does this, whenever you borrow money, their money is more important than yours. It's always number one.
So it's a bank-owned?
No, it's a bank-owned. Exactly. And then I bought it from the bank.
Yes.
I bought it from the bank. I have insurance on it. I have to get insurance on it to protect that property. And I had to get the locks changed on it. I said I had a clean out on it. But for the insurance, because it's empty and because it's a real estate owned and because I'm in the process of doing whatever I am to it, they require me to take photos every 2 weeks, time stamp photos of the property to make sure that I am keeping an eye on that property.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I told the realtor, I'm like, if you want 6%, I want timestamp photos every 2 weeks. Otherwise, you're getting 5% because then I'll have to pay somebody else to go out. And she agreed to that. And she already sent me the first set of timestamp photos. She sent me a set of photos. And I said, these are not timestamped, so I will not accept these. You need to go back out and give me timestamp photos so that I can forward them to the insurance company. So the insurance company knows that, I am monitoring this house and making sure that it's not getting broken into. Nobody's stealing whatever out of it. And everything's okay. This way, my insurance is covered and it maintains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually dealing with the same thing right now with an insurance company.
Okay.
Regarding a damage that have been caused by.
All right. So let me stop you real quick and just let you know that this is not. No. This is not like Allstate Insurance. This is a specialized insurance company that does REO investments. So this is not like, you know, your tenant screws something up and then you have to file a claim. It's not that kind of insurance.
No, I know. I use that as an example because.
Well, I wanted to explain it for the listeners. It's not the same type of insurance company you use. You probably haven't even heard of them. It's a whole different ball game when it comes to that.
It's a different company, or it's the companies that we all know that has special insurance. For...
No, they're actually insurance companies for insurance companies. That's what I'm saying. It's a completely different kind of thing.
Okay. So as you know, I've been through a lot with one of my tenants recently,
mm-hmm.
and we had. Another court hearing on Thursday, mm-hmm. this Thursday, and I was amazed because insurance companies used to want to come to see the damage and to give you their price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my insurance company right now, they don't want to come. Okay. I sent them some pictures, and they want me to estimate the repair.
Really?
Now, as you know, I use my in-house guy.
Mm-hmm.
So because I use my in-house guy, my employee, and the only thing I guess I can show them is the pay stubs, right? Or what I can do, I can issue an invoice for myself so they can see the repairs.
Why don't you get an estimate, like an outside estimate, and just show the estimate?
Could be.
That would be a better, because if you're using your in-house guy, it's going to be cheaper, and you want to get more money from the insurance company. Why wouldn't you use an estimate from...
So the essence of the story here, I think, for me is why the insurance company don't want to come. Every time in the past, the insurance company would like to come to send their adjuster, right?
Yeah.
They come, they take pictures, they look, I'm giving you that. And then they tell you, this is what we are giving you. This is minus the deductible. That's the check you can get from us.
Right.
Now I'm in a position they don't want to come,
mm-hmm.
which is... amazing to me. I'm not sure why is it like that. I don't think even in COVID they refused to come.
I think they're going that way more and more because when I was getting insurance on my rentals,
they told me
to download this special app that takes pictures but also measures the feet and estimates the feet for, like, it's outside pictures, but I mean it estimates how big the property is, but then they can also see the condition of the inside, the outside, and that's what they wanted. And some of my properties are a couple hours away, and I'm like, I'm not going to drive 2 hours just to take a picture that'll take me a minute and a half, and I asked my tenants to download it and take the pictures, do it that way. I don't know, although when the whole car went through my house, they were out a couple times. Because
so
they
I think
fighting.
The curious, yeah, they want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's more common than you realize. That's what everybody was telling me, that it's more common.
So me as an insurance company, yeah. If you will call me and say, there is a car through my house. Okay, I'm on my way. Bye.
Yeah, you know what was interesting? So I went to, before here, I went and had lunch with my husband, right? And
okay.
I had problems with my computer. I had to take it to some place to figure out what's going on with my computer. And before, after we were done, you know, my husband was like, come on, let's go get lunch. So we got lunch before we came here. And I have my beautiful yellow Jeep that everybody knows about. By the way, just in case you weren't sure, it is yellow. And not green. It's yellow.
Okay. Why do you wear the life jacket outside the car?
Yeah. Anyway, it's a yellow car. And for those of you that don't know, a car did go through my house a couple years ago, and it was an Audi. And the reason I say two things is, one, that I have a Jeep, and it's a yellow Jeep, because my next car after, so I had a white Jeep before this one, my plan was that once I got rid of my other Jeep, I've always wanted an, you know how everybody always wants some car? I always wanted an Audi. I just always wanted an Audi. I remember driving in one a couple of years ago. It was beautiful. Had this wood inlay. It drove nice and smooth. It was just beautiful. I absolutely loved it. And it was an Audi. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, of course, an Audi drives through my car. I'm done. I never want to see an Audi again. Whatever.
Okay. Why?
It's bad memory, right? It's a bad association. I mean, I need to get over that. It's a landmark thing. But I mean, I don't want one anymore.
So Audi crashed into your car, and now you hate all Audis.
Pretty much.
Anyway, you're a racist.
Yeah, I'm a racist. Anyway, so I'm driving my yellow Jeep down the highway, and out of nowhere comes this car that practically backs into me, you know, because we're driving, and it's like, you know, and I'm like, what is that? I almost thought it was a Tesla because it was so noisy, and my husband's like, no, that's a turbo, but whatever. Anyway, and I look, I'm like, what the heck is that? And he's like, no, it's an Audi. And I'm like, you know, I got an Audi going through my house, and now an Audi up my rear end in my car, and I'm like, I can't get away from the freaking Audis now. It's just, it was very upsetting.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was driving along very upset. Not upset, but just like, you know, it's a whole Audi thing. I can't.
By the way, Tesla don't make a noise.
Yeah, you know, I don't, but Audis have heat in their car, right?
Yeah. So
and
yeah.
Teslas apparently don't have heat in their car.
So as everybody maybe know by now, because Larry's shouting that to the world. Aubrey has no heat in his car.
Aubrey has no heat in his car.
I have no heat in my car right now.
What is this?
Yeah, I think I fall in love very, very much in the free supercharging when I bought the car.
Okay.
And I was thinking about that from day one.
Okay.
And I loved how fast it is, and I loved how comfortable it is, and I loved many, many things about the car. As a guy that come from German cars,
yeah,
I have many problems with the Tesla right now. Many things in the Tesla that I find very hard to live with every day.
Okay.
Now, because of what's going on in the market right now, because in the car market right now, because of what we see right now, and because Tesla dropped their prices so much, I'm not driving a new car. I have a 2016 car that somebody paid $150,000.
Somebody paid $150,000 for that car?
In 2016, somebody went,
wow,
checked all the option, and paid $150,000 for this car.
Wow.
And now you can get them for, I don't know, 80, 70?
I don't know.
What? I have no idea.
I don't know.
The prices are so low. The used car prices now are so low. So I'm in a catch-22 about what I'm going to do. Am I going to fix my car right now? I have a few things I want to fix in my car. And it's an expensive repair.
Yeah.
It can get all the things that I want to repair right now in my car can get something like $5,000.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Okay. Just for context,
yeah,
when you have a gas-powered car and you need to put $5,000 into it, they tell you to just go buy a new car.
It depends what you drive. Exactly. It's okay. Very much depend on what you drive.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that if you have a Mercedes or a Porsche or an Audi. Exactly. They won't tell you that. Because the car's worth more. And sometimes the repair is worth it. But because the prices drop, I am not going to do that right now. And
I think you should buy a regular gas-powered car.
So I am going to buy another car and a gas-powered car. But if you will know what I did, I'm afraid that Tesla will know what I did. I'm about to tell you what I did, and hopefully Larry is listening and he is laughing out loud so hard that he's going to call us. So I have a power inverter in the car that allow me to connect 110 devices. Okay?
110 devices?
110 volt devices, like a regular outlet in the car, okay, in order to connect regular devices.
Can you put 110, like, what are you going to do, 110 phones? I don't understand.
No, 110 volt.
Oh, 110 volt.
Yeah, like a regular outlet you have in the house.
Okay.
So I bought this thing.
So you can bring your blender when you go tailgating?
It's exactly that.
All right, cool.
So I bought this thing
because... Do you know what that is, even, tailgating?
So, you listeners, who is interrupting who? Come on.
I do that on purpose. It's fun.
I know.
So I love you, Aubrey.
Bought
Aubrey,
this thing.
Aubrey. I love
because
you, Aubrey.
I did.
Aubrey, you're my friend, Aubrey. I love you, Aubrey. You're my best buddy, Aubrey. I love you.
So, Glenn, let's go to commercial because we are getting out of hand. A commercial break, and we'll come back very soon and we'll talk to Ernesto.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live, everybody. This is a reminder to you that we are a live show and we'll be very happy to talk to you about everything regarding real estate, investment, retirement, whatever you want, any subject related to your money. We are here to help you. Our number is 855-939-1137. Again, 855-939-1137. And this is another reminder that we are a real brick and mortar. What?
Nothing. I'm watching you.
No.
Go ahead. Brick and mortar. Go ahead.
The Brick and Mortar Financial Education Center. So please go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com and register for a class this Thursday. We'll be very happy to see you. And we have Ernesto from South Jersey on the line. Hello, Ernesto.
Hey, how you doing?
We are great.
What's going on, Ernesto? What can we do for you?
Real quick, to the man, what's your first name?
Omri. O-M-R-I.
Omri. Okay, thanks. I noticed that both of you are both very not shy. And it causes me a little shy. I overcame my shyness by about 4 years old. Here's my question. And sure, if you have an opinion, it would be great. First time I ever bumped into your show, by the way, and I find it interesting. Okay, that's a good comment.
Thank you.
My wife and I, we live in South Jersey, and We have a house that's a little bit too large for us because we're almost approaching 70. Okay. And we don't want to have a two-story, you know, colonial anymore. Sure. And through the years, I've been reading the pros and cons about some people's opinion about going into a 55 community or just mm-hmm. buying a nice little manageable rancher in a nice little town. And so I'm going back and forth between that. And the young lady there, did she say she's investing in Wilkes-Barre?
Yes, I do. I have a bunch of properties out in that area. Yep.
Now, see, that all rolls up into one. Oh my gosh. Okay.
What do you mean?
As a kid, I lived in Bucks County. So my wife and I are both familiar with Pennsylvania. You know, like we used to go to Allentown and all that. And I'm wondering, is we'll call it the giant triangle of Scranton, Allentown, Bethlehem, Wilkes-Barre, and all that. Is that livable up there still? I kind of like the idea.
Is what livable? Living up in Wilkes-Barre or in that area in Luzerne County?
In that general area. I know there are a lot of nice towns up there. I like the way a lot of communities are so clean, neat, and orderly. I guess I like that Pennsylvania Dutch kind of heritage. You know, a lot of them are neat, clean, and orderly, the towns. So I would recommend...
I like investing there because it's a little bit cheaper. The houses to buy there are a little bit cheaper. But I invest there on purpose because I'm able to buy a number of properties there, you know, at a minimal cost. So, I mean, I have to tell you that I don't live there personally, but only because my life is here in Bucks County. You know, where I work. And then my husband and my kids and yada yada is here in Bucks County. Sure. But I do like to invest up in the Wilkes-Barre, Luzerne County area because it's cheaper to live. It is very more nice. Like mountainy. There's a little bit definitely more nature
so
involved
pretty.
There. It is
right.
very pretty up
oh
there.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it's also a little bit colder up there because you know that you're definitely more of the Poconos area, right? It's colder. Yeah. So here we're getting a little bit of snow. There they're getting a lot more snow because it's always going to be colder there. So I just want to...
Oh, yeah. No, when we were young, we used to go skiing up that way all the time. We know it's cold and it's all that. So, but I was just wondering if anyone had... But how about the question of the 55 community versus just get a nice little house with a nice little postage stamp property in a nice town, you know?
So, Ernesto, I must ask.
Yeah.
Where is the family located?
My family?
Yeah. Where is everybody?
My wife and I have no children, so there's not like a family issue. We live way down in near Vineland, New Jersey, okay? Way the hell down there, pardon my friends. Yeah. We moved from Bucks County, by the way. We grew up near Hilltown Township, if you have any idea where that is.
My husband actually grew up in South Jersey. He's from like Cape May. He grew up. He went to Ocean City High School, and you know his family lives in Cape May, and then some of his other family lives in Marmora. So they're all over like down.
Yeah.
You know, like you know. So I know exactly, and I had some college friends who lived in Vineland. So I know exactly where you're located.
Yeah.
So
a beautiful job change in the old days that paid for everything, relocated me down here a long time ago. And, you know, back when they used to pay for everything for your relocation, it was great.
I had a great skill.
But I'm retired now. And so I keep on wondering, do we want to go back to Pennsylvania? And if we do, should we find a nice community or a regular house? Or do we want to go 55 community? And I keep on considering that.
So I have to tell you, I was 38 this week. I became 38 this week. And I am always looking at the 55 communities. I said, why? Why? I'm too young. Because they're so pretty. They're safe.
They have
so many amenities. And to me, if you don't want or can't take care of your big house in South Jersey anymore... Take advantage of this market and move. Move.
Take advantage of this market. That's an interest because it's the market's priced up like it's never been before. Are you considering the market's going to go even higher?
No, it's coming down. It's coming down.
We are saying it's coming down for a long time now, but it's still very weird. I think Larry described it very well. He said that in the same neighborhood right now, you can see a house with a bidding war that is going over asking price, and you see another house that is going under asking price. So it's still going all over the place.
Yeah.
There is no chance it is going down. But I believe that we are still high. We are not in the peak anymore, but we are still high. And based on that, if you can, let's call it, trade your house, your big house right now, and move to a community that is can accommodate you better, that's, I think, what I will do. And if you need help with that, with selling your house, we are, of course, here for you.
And we're happy to buy it. So if you have any interest, we'd be happy to buy your house for you.
That's interesting. I'm in an okay situation, thank God. So, there's no desperation on my part. There is a nearby, there's something called something built by the Hovnanians. If you're familiar with that name, you must be. A nice, they've done retirement communities everywhere, Hovnanians. I guess they're like, with a name like that, I'm assuming they're Armenian or something like that. I know they're very famous builders, and they built a lot of 55 communities around here, and their places are beautiful.
Agreed. So if you would like, you can leave your contact information with our producer, Glenn, and we'll be very happy to contact you, and maybe we can help you more.
You know what? Why not? Is it going to cost me something up front? No.
Nothing.
No, I'm going to do that. You know, sure, nothing is better than information. When I was a kid, stupid story, but true, right?
Yeah.
You learn through the years. When I was a young man, I had a job in a butcher shop while I was going through college, right? A summer job. Uh-huh. And salesmen would come in, and I'd say, why do you listen to salesmen? Because the owner said, because you never know what you find out. You have to have an open mind from somebody who knows something in an area you're not as strong at. So I love information, okay?
Great.
Yeah. You're always learning something here. I mean, I've been working with Larry for four years, and I'm always learning something new all the time. And you are too, Ami. I mean, we're always, and you're absolutely right, Ernesto. You're always, keep your mind open because you always are learning something new. Like this whole REO thing for me is very new, and it's fun and it's neat and it's exciting. So there's always something you can learn.
Exactly. Every okay, thank you. You know what? I'll leave my number with the producer.
Thank you. Okay, so hang on, and Glenn will take your number right now. Great.
Yeah. And if anybody else wants to call in, if they have any questions or you're interested in real estate or, you know, some stock option stuff we might be able to help you with, or if you're interested in something else, we can always answer whatever questions that you have. The number is
855-939-1137.
There you go.
That's 855-939-1137. And also, please come and see that we are real. Don't believe us. Actually, come and see our faces. This Thursday, you need to go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And register yourself to a free complimentary class this Thursday. We'll be very happy to see you there.
Yeah.
Hi. You see, that's life. He's moving to a smaller house. I need to move to a bigger house. And I so much don't want to move.
I know, but you know, I'm really thinking that maybe we should also downsize because the girls are one's moving out. The
you want to switch?
I don't want to move into an apartment though.
Oh, I love my apartment.
No, I love my
community. I love everything about it. But with a daughter that is 7 and a boy that is about to be 3, I know I'm very close.
I'm really thinking of a duplex. I'm really thinking about buying a duplex, living on one side, renting the other half.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really leaning towards.
Okay.
And I have to convince my husband because he's not real keen on it, but you know,
he wants his privacy.
He wants his privacy. Yeah. I mean, we have a nice house.
I think since what happened, no, I've never been inside actually.
Oh.
But since what happened with the car, I think you told me that everybody wants to move.
Everybody wants to move. Yeah.
It's the memory.
Yeah. It's still my home, but it's nobody else's anymore.
Yeah.
This house that we're living in right now, when we bought it, it was our forever home. We had full intention of our kids coming to our house with their kids to...
You have the guest room ready.
Yeah. This was going to be our family, our forever home. And then that teenager kind of ruined it for us. But whatever. So now it's not our forever home. So the question is, what is our forever home? But it's not this one. So, I mean, I won't sell it. I just won't sell it. But I mean, I don't know. I think we're going to have to move out in the next couple of years or something. And I don't even want to go through that house. Oh my God, all the stuff that we collect. I want to get a dumpster. I really want to get a dumpster and just throw stuff in it. Like, I want to empty out the basement.
Trash?
Yes. Just throw stuff
in it. Ah, you know there is a good invention for that.
What?
So there is something called Bagster. You heard about that?
Is that the big green bags and then they come and take them?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I... Yeah, we've been talking
Best
about
Best thing
that.
In the world. And if you do that, don't just throw things inside. So what we do when we renovate, we buy the Bagsters. We build a square inside of it from old wood that we tear apart.
Okay.
All the construction thing that we don't need anymore.
Yeah.
And we build a square.
Okay.
So it become a box.
Okay.
With two hook points at the top. And you can fit so much in there.
Oh, okay.
They come, they take it. I think it's $200-$300 every time they come. Every time they come and take the Baxter itself, I think costs like $30.
How much? Like how many yards does it fit in there?
It's big.
What does that mean?
I don't know how to. I don't know. Honestly, okay. I don't know. I can look, but I don't know right now.
I really just want to throw. I mean, I have pictures of myself when I was in college that who's going to look at them other than me, or you know, just I have a sewing machine that I don't use, or I have I don't know, just junk, you know.
I have
just,
the same problem. So I keep everything. I have every paper. So my daughter, when she came and she started here daycare, every day she came back from daycare and they gave her like a report of from the teacher, what she did, what she ate, how was the day, how many times she pooped.
Oh wow.
Everything.
And I have, you kept that?
I have those papers for every day that she went to daycare.
Yeah, that's a little more.
And Social Security said I don't deserve anything. Come on, it's a sickness. For sure I deserve something.
I know. And part of it, I'm very much like if I haven't touched it in a year, I want to get rid of it. My husband is very much like I don't want to say he's a hoarder, but he has trouble throwing stuff away.
Me too.
And I'm telling you, I just would be happy if somebody came in. You know those people who come into your house and just clean it out? That's what I want. I want somebody to come in, throw it out. I don't even want to look at it. I don't even want to know what's in the boxes.
Ooh, because
But if I haven't touched it in 5 years, clearly I don't need it.
I know.
You know what I mean? And I just have so much crap.
So I tell you why I love living in an apartment right now.
Why?
Okay? Every time I have a problem in my apartment, I call.
Yeah, and they take care of it.
My best maintenance guy that I really love is coming, is fixing what I need. I can fix everything on my own, right?
Yeah.
But he's coming, he's drinking coffee with me, right? He's fixing what I need, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing when I'm away. My wife called, they come, they fix, and it's great.
Yeah.
Now, I know how stressing it is when I wake up in the morning and you need to know not everything is a dream is when you are a landlord, right?
Yeah.
So
a broken window or the heat goes out,
yeah, you wake up in the morning and you have a picture in your phone of a broken window or
yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but it happens.
Exactly, you know? Or a tub full of
whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you got those pictures and now you need to deal with it.
Yeah.
So in my house, in my home, actually, I'm very happy that I don't need to deal with it.
Yeah.
That someone else right now is dealing with it. And maybe I will move to another rental. Maybe I will look to buy. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. But if I look at all my steps during the last 3 years, which is basically putting all my money in investments and not in buying my own house, it was the right decision. It was the wise decision. Because if I look right now at how much a house where I live right now, when I want to live
now
right
it's not
now,
realistic. Yeah.
Cost,
yeah.
Right. And how much it will cost me to rent the same house. It's nothing compared to this to the amount that I'm getting in rental income.
Yeah.
From the same amount of money, I could buy this house.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy my house for what it's worth now. I wouldn't even consider a house, my house now, with what I think 2 years.
So, if you will sell your house right now for what it's worth, and you will take this money and you will buy rental properties, the way we know how to do. Let's say in your case in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And you will do that. How many houses exactly like yours you can rent? You will sell your house in this market.
I don't think there's. I think up in Wilkes-Barre, I don't think they have houses like mine up there. They have smaller houses.
Yeah, I didn't explain myself right.
Yeah.
You sell your house here.
Yeah.
You go there and you buy rental properties.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I could get them a whole lot cheaper. I mean, I.
And how much they bring you every month?
My 3-bedroom, 1-bath bring me $1,250 a month.
Okay.
And that's a duplex. That's one side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I get pretty good rents up there.
So I took the money that I was about to use in order to buy myself a house. It was just before the summer, I think maybe June. Okay. And I decided that instead of doing that, I'm going to buy the mobile home park with Larry.
Yeah.
Okay. This house that I will go right now and rent it in my area will cost me something like $3,000. Okay. I decided not to buy the house. I decided to buy the mobile home. Now, this mobile home park is going to bring me, I don't know, maybe $9,000?
A month.
So I can rent 3 houses.
Yeah.
I can rent 3 houses for the same amount that I would use to buy this house, which is insane. You know where I'm coming from? People like have the need. Also here, some people have the need to have the house. They don't want to be renters for the rest of their life. And I'm not sure about that. What do you think?
I came from, my parents were immigrants.
Okay.
I was I'm the youngest of 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one who was born here in the States.
Okay.
Out of all, the 4 of us. And my parents always rented. Always.
Always.
Always rented. I remember one time that they looked for houses and for whatever reason they didn't buy it. I don't know. I was too young to understand. But they always rented. Always, always, always. And I remember their struggles as immigrants, you know, as non-native English speakers. And just remember that they always rented. And it's just, I didn't want to be them. And I didn't want to, I mean, I know that sounds terrible. I mean, it's not like I had a bad life or anything.
It's funny. No. It's exactly where I'm looking at it. My parents always bought their houses.
Okay.
Their apartments.
Yeah.
Okay? Always.
Yeah.
And I remember that when we used to come to daddy or mommy and ask for some stuff, they said, when we finish the mortgage, we will buy you a pony when we finish the mortgage. We will buy that. We will do that when we finish the mortgage. We will pay the mortgage and all that.
Okay.
And it always stuck in my mind as the mortgage is this something that interfere with your life so badly that you need to postpone any fun thing, anything in your life because of this thing.
I just remember them always paying rent, and they probably have spent over $1 million in rent, I'm sure. I have no doubt in the, 40 years they were in the U.S., I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then they were big smokers too, so they spent a lot of money on, I'm sure they could have bought 15 houses on the amount of money they spent on cigarettes.
Okay.
But they never had money. A lot of the people always ask me that kind of thing is like, why do I do the things that I do? And a lot of it is because I don't want to be my parents, because I saw them struggle financially. I saw them work, paycheck to paycheck. I saw them argue and scream at each other all the time. I saw them renting their whole lives. I saw them not be able to buy a new car.
We are afraid to. It's not that we don't. We are afraid in a way to be them. Every time we see something in our life that reflect to what we remember as kids, it scares us. And let's go to reality right now, because we have Matt on the line. You remember Matt? We talked to
Matt last
week.
Where is the thing? It's not showing up on my side.
Hey,
Matt, how you doing?
Hello! Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good.
What's going on,
Matt? So you started to read your book?
Yeah, so I mean, like everything at the class Thursday night, which was great, and everything I'm reading the book is like, I'm familiar with everything. I guess kind of along the lines of what you were just talking about as far as paycheck to paycheck. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And you know, I know you could do a lot of deals and real estate with none of your own money, but you do have to have a tiny bit of time. Well, it talks about in the book, the time capital, you know what I mean? Like the,
right,
to be able to have the time. I work 7 days a week just to keep afloat. And I'm trying to convert that to, you know, try to get the time to go to more classes, do more, you know, mastermind groups, everything like that. But when I take time off to do that, I lose money. That's kind of where I'm at. And I'm trying to, you know, just trying to figure out that balance because it's so hard. You know, if I do one thing, it's like a catch-22. If I put the time in for the education, I lose the money because I'm so tight with my, I'm literally paycheck to paycheck or worse.
Matt, can I make it? Can I make two suggestions? Can I make two suggestions or three suggestions for you? I'll be really quick. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you, there's three things you can do here. One, when you write your bills out, you know how you have, you know, $50 for this and, you know, $100 for that and $300 for this or whatever. I would say, you know, when I do my bills, I have them all listed out. I'd put $50 away for you every week, and you pay yourself before you pay everybody else, and then you pay your bills out of that. You'll be surprised that you always have money for yourself. If you don't want to do it that way, I would take whatever your paycheck is every month or every week or whatever you get paid, and I would take 10% of that out and then pay the bills with the rest of that, and you'll be surprised at how fast you can get money that way. Like, honestly, like, you think that you can't, but you're going to be surprised that you actually, if you put 10% of it, so say you get $700 a week, if you put $70 away, you'll be surprised in 6 months how much money you have, you know, and you won't even notice that it's gone. So that's number two. And the other thing to think about is that, you know, I don't have money for school or I'm worried about this and that, you know, I can tell you that my PhD cost me over $100,000. And because of it, I've been able to charge a whole lot more money than, you know, somebody else who just has a bachelor's or master's. So it's an investment. It's not a cost. Sure. It's an investment. So whenever you're thinking about education, remember that it's an investment. It's not a cost. It's an investment. As long as you do something with it. If you do nothing with it, then, you know, you're out of luck. But those are the three things that you need to consider. 10% of your paycheck or pay $50 or whatever out of your whatever before you pay your bills so that you're saving money for yourself. And then education is an investment, and you need to invest in yourself.
So look at it like that,
I
Matt.
I know you're running out of time, so I appreciate it. But
we are, and we will be very happy to see you on Monday, so please come.
Yeah, okay? I'll be there Monday.
And okay. You told me, I think you know accounting, right?
You
have history with accountant or something, right?
I had a beer business, yeah.
Okay. Look at yourself as a fixed asset. You are never an expense. You are always the fixed asset. And as the asset, your value is the most important thing.
Sure.
That's how I see it. That's what I always tell myself.
Yep.
So thank you very much for calling. And thank you, everybody, for listening to us today. January 6th, we did it alone without the big guy.
Without the big guy.
Yes.
It sounds like Joe Biden, the big guy. No.
What?
That's what they always call Joe Biden, the big guy. You never heard him, his son say that?
Why?
His son used to say, oh, we got to send money out to the big guy.
So, thank you very much for being with us today. We are Investor Schooling Live. Please go to investorschooling.com and register for your complimentary class this Thursday. We'll be very, very happy to see you. Guys, thank you for listening to us and have a blessed weekend.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.